actually physically meet and look at each other's work. And both clubs are doing that, and both clubs have had one run at it now, and it all went fairly well. Technology always has, you know, some little things that it throws up along the way, but at the end of the day, we all got results, and it all worked.
And what program are you actually using to get yourselves together to link in with each other?
Okay, what we're doing, we use a program called PhotoComp for our entries anyway. That's our normal program. That program has an online reviewing system built into it.
Okay.
That's been little used in the past. So the writer of that program is an English chappie who owns and writes it. So he's been burning the midnight oil in recent weeks to upgrade that and to make it a more encompassing feature on the program, as it uses a lot more bandwidth and data and stuff that I don't understand as it's used. So the only limitations we're going to have with this going forward, of course, is the speed of the internet. But for now, that's what's happening, and it went well. Members were all judged. We're judging print entries as online entries, but later in the year, and we'll be positive here, later in the year when we get back to normal operation, we will invite print entrants to submit those prints for viewing if they wish to. So, so we're trying to maintain that that sense of normal operations as much as we possibly can.
The other thing I think is going to prove pretty fabulous for some people who actually, you know, perhaps can't get to meetings and catch up with everyone but want to be part of the club. It might be possible if they're a bit computer savvy and somebody can help with it, they might be able to continue on, you know, being part of the club and also seeing what else is on. Obviously, you know, because you put your results up on the internet, we're able to have a look in the galleries, and I know you've got your own websites for South Coast Camera Club and also for Goolwood Club, but also I put them up on our website too, so if people are roaming around in ours, they can click on yours and have a little look, see what's happening this month. But it does prove that, you know, so much of what we do now does rely on technology or enhances what we do, and also helps us to be able to communicate, even if it's, you know, not face-to-face. We are still able to, you know, have a contact with other people as we did in the old days, you know, when we had pen pals and you rang once a week. And I do remember, I was talking to Tildy last night and said to her that my boyfriend and I used to write a letter to each other every day of the week because we weren't allowed to see each other when we were first going out during the week, and only on Friday night and Saturday night. And then the rest of the week we used to write to each other. I mean, it's hilarious now. And of course, you know, you had posts twice a day in those days, so it was a bit different. But anyway, so, you know, technology does absolutely have its place in your work as well as this work here.
Oh, yes, Jan. And look, for listeners who are looking for a little extra or a little something to do, please check out the websites. The Goolwa Camera Club is at www.goolwacamera.club. That's a little bit of an unusual website address, that one. It's goolwacamera.club. South Coast Camera Club is at southcoastcameraclub.com. So if they go to both of those, and both are on Facebook as well, and there are, they can see all the results. I won't bore your listeners with reading out results, because they're on the website with the images, so they can go in there, and even the judges' comments in the case of Goolwa. So they can go in there and have a look and disagree or agree with the judge. It's a really nice little website. And I think the message out of this going forward is that you don't have to stop taking photos. You don't have to sit inside spending countless hours going through archives, and which is what a lot of people do anyway, and I'm one of those. But you can also get out, and we did something just Anne and I recently. One evening we grabbed some fish and chips from the wonderful fish and chip shop in the main street of Goolwa, and hi guys, and went down, drove down the beach and found a deserted spot, you know, a few k's down the beach, on the beach towards the mouth, and sat there, and the sun was going down and absolutely beautiful, and fish and chips were good. The beer was cold, and you know, it was a really, really pleasant evening. And you don't have to confine yourself to quarters. You can, with common sense, you are allowed to be out doing things like that, and it's good for the photographic soul to be doing that.
It is, and so beautiful, just to remind yourself of, you know, how absolutely beautiful the earth is and all the different places that we normally, you know, perhaps we take things a little bit for granted from time to time. We live in the most divine area, all of us, across the southern Fleurieu, and it doesn't really matter which corner you turn, there's always something truly beautiful to look at, and in the case of photographers, to take photographs of. So we would encourage people to, you know, keep your phone ready, keep your camera with you, and you'll always just pick up on some moment, and we saw that in competitions and continue to see it, where people just capture that, you know, instant moment of fun and laughter. Or I remember always Don Cannon's photograph of the Fieries meeting all together, and it was such a poignant photograph. It was really taken out of context, but in the time that we saw it at that time, it was quite fabulous.
Well, right now, if you want an example of that, right now, folks, get in front of your laptop, your computer, and go to www.southcoastcameraclub.com and have a look at the competition results, or go to their Facebook page, and you'll see the image of the month last month from Mark, two kids running on the beach, and it absolutely portrays what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's a magnificent image. It's an image of happiness. It's an image of joy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to be over dramatic in this current environment, but it's also, I think, a great image of hope. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a very, very beautiful photograph. Now, the word joyous came to my mind as soon as you mentioned it. I have seen it, and it's utterly beautiful. And just one of those laughing moments when kids are just having fun and innocent, and the world all seems normal again, doesn't it? All right, Grant.
Oh, yes, that.
The only other thing I was going to ask you about is how your daughter is faring over there in Fair, Colorado. And I don't know if she's listening today, but if she is, then hello to everybody over there. But I wondered how she's faring in all of this over there in the US.
Yeah, in Colorado, she's fine. Mm-hmm. She's in a situation where she's got herself fairly well isolated, and managing it all. She's continuing with her Pilates training. She's now a qualified Pilates teacher, so she's getting more heavily involved in that, because the ski slopes are closed, of course.
Yep.
They're basically mirroring what they're doing. They're not locked down totally, but there's all the social distancing stuff. It's very much the same. So, and America is such a big place. This is, you know, if you overlay a map of Australia and the States, it's we're about the same size. So, but they have, you know, 300 odd million people, and so it's a different world from that point of view. But where she is in the mountains, safe, and very much aware of the situation.
Well, that's very good news. And when you're talking to her, wish you well from all of us, of course. And Grant, thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And as usual, you always give everybody just that, I was going to say bird's eye view, but really it's a camera lens view of all the things that a camera can do for you and make us much more aware of our current environment. So thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. And look, if people want any help in this time, if you dusted the camera off for the first time in a long time and you're looking at it, or you've been given one as a, you know, perhaps a birthday or Christmas gift, and you're looking at it and wondering, well, yeah, okay, I'd like to do a bit more with this. Both of the clubs on their websites have information buttons, contact buttons. Use that service, ask us a question, and we will answer you. And if we can, we will help.
That's fantastic. All right, thanks, Grant, and I'll catch up with you in a few weeks' time. Never know, we might even be able to get to see each other again.
Okay, Jan.
Thanks so much. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
And the wonderful Grant Petrus there, and all things photographic and camera club. So, you know, the world's keeping on turning, folks, in our own sort of strangely way, strangely demented way. Let's take a message and we'll be right back.